shows the power of printing, because these black balloons and champagne bottles turn out white on the printer, but sort of interesting. But so this shows how unartistic I am. So here I have four processors, and I'm trying to render this picture of balloons floating next to a champagne bottle. So we don't have to discuss the fundamentals of computer graphics, except to note that the only thing we have to know about computer graphics is that the amount of work in computer graphics is actually a rather non-linear function of the number of objects that are given pixel you have to traverse to calculate the color of a given pixel. And so there's far more work. Well, let's suppose these balloons and champagne bottles are just placeholders for some complicated object, which takes a lot of rendering to reproduce. So here, there's a lot of work here and a lot of work here, very little work here and here, because there's nothing going on in the picture. So that, and the way we do computer graphics, we do in the simplest algorithms, we do each pixel independently. But it's actually even simpler than the matrix case. In the matrix case, rows and columns were essentially independent. But in the pixel case, each element is independent. So you see here the problem with the block distribution. One of the processors essentially has the entire champagne bottle. The other processor has the balloons. And the other two processors are doing essentially nothing. So a block, although a picture is a geometrical object, that's not what's important. What is important is what is the algorithm. The ray tracing algorithm is not a geometric algorithm. It's not a local algorithm. It's an algorithm which does each pixel independently. And so this is a terrible, so block is a terrible distribution for ray tracing. Rather, the block, the cyclic, which is the scattered, where you see the colors just scattered over the array, however, is going to work much better. And for a reason you can see that essentially what's characteristic of a pixel is of the ray tracing is that the computational complexity is a very complex function of position. And what you, all you can really do is you're trying to derive an algorithm that works whatever the picture is. You need to find a distribution that's good, however complex the picture is, which means the only natural way to do that is to use a cyclic or scattered distribution, which basically puts all processors everywhere in the picture. Because if you think what cyclic does, cyclic is taking a little template of mauve, green, blue, red, and basically replicating it. So in here, underneath these black balloons, there are lots of red and lots of mauve and lots of, there's lots of all the of each processor. So that's the best you can do. And as long as the size of the thing you're rendering, in here case the balloons and the champagne bottle, is sort of large, and they don't have a lot of pixels, as long as they have a lot of pixels in them, it's bound to be load balanced. So this is why we used to call it scattered. Because the intuitive idea is you just want to scatter, you can think of scattering the pixels over the processors so that even when you don't know how much work is attached to each processor, each pixel, statistically an equal amount will be done. So this is a very important class of distribution, the scattered. Now, so I should have drawn a picture for the block scattered, the block cyclic, or cyclic with a number. But we can discuss cyclic and a number for this particular case here, because there are going to be some implementations of this which will actually work better with the block cyclic. And the reason is the following. If you look into the theory, the way you do computer graphics, you would build these balloons and champagne bottles out of polygons, typically triangles. And those triangles are going to have a finite size. Now, if what you do is you scatter the, if you do a distribution which scatters the physical XY positions over all the processes, you will find a given triangle spans several processes. And that produces intense complexity in the computation. And so it's actually much better to do the following. And this will be much better with a form. What you need to do is you need to find a fundamental size which is large compared to the size of a triangle and small compared to the size of the object. And you, so let's suppose that in units of processors, four processors by four processors. And that's what you try to distribute over the array, because then you're going to guarantee, sorry, 4 pixels by 4 pixels. So you're going to guarantee that unit of 4 pixels by 4 pixels are geometrically close to each other, and so the triangles tend to lie inside a processor or without a lot of geometrical overlap. But it's still small compared to the action, in this case the balloons or the champagne bottles, so you still get load balancing. So there's a class of problems which have a mix of a load balancing issue and a geometrical issue. For that class of problem, block cyclic or cyclic with a number, as is done in the H-formal HBF syntax, is the right type of distribution. And so that's quite important. Although a lot of these are relatively complex applications, which is not so obvious you'd use HBF to do, but if we view this as an example of a classic type of distribution, this is a pretty important one. Again, if you read again some of our early papers, we have some good examples of finite element problems which have this structure. When you take irregular finite element problems, you can do those with a block cyclic, because if you do those with block, the irregularity leads to load imbalance. Because if you take a complex geometrical shape and superimpose it on a square array, you will find some of the processors don't have many elements in them. But if you do a block scattered, block cyclic, you can do a block cyclic in such a way that you still got the geometrical locality, but also you get the loaded balancing because you don't have huge geometrical voids in any of these sort of fundamental templates you're distributing. So although I don't think in retrospect I've got quite the right discussion here, I would claim that HPF illustrates these three fundamental distributions, block, cyclic, block, cyclic, where you have to make the choice between, in a sort of way I again qualitatively describe, between the multidimensional arrays, you do not always distribute each index, because if you distribute each index, either sometimes the indices have, a lot of the partial differential equation algorithms treat the different indices differently. So you want to distribute them differently. And there's an important issue of this latency versus bandwidth, which will sometimes mean it's much better to use a block star rather than a block block. Another interesting feature of block star, block star star or block versus block block block, is if you're writing the message passing code, block 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 is much harder to write than block star star, because block star star just distributes in one variable, and therefore the messaging is only over one variable, and the other ones are just purely sequential. And so the lazy message passing code, and you will see this in a lot of examples in the literature, they're consciously making a simple choice. They will only distribute over one dimension. Not because that's correctly optimal, it's because if you distribute over two or three dimensions, the code gets rather ugly. So one formal advantage of HPF over the explicit message passing is HPF has a language is equally elegant whether it's one, two, or three dimensions, because to go between them you can just change one, if you like, formally one statement. So that's meant to be the power of HPF. You can take an application and experiment. In fact, it's what you'd like to do, I think, for your project. You can experiment with a bunch of distributions extremely simply. Whereas if you do that with explicit message passing, it's much harder, because the code for these different the code is really quite different for these various dimensions. It's really much. So typically with message passing, you make a choice and stick with it. You can do a little bit of performance tuning, but that's it.